The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Yet in the dust we shall find mercy.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me according to the word." Then the angel left her. A poem, Jesus versus Christmas.
Happy birthday, Jesus. I would have told you earlier, but I had to sift through the masses to find the perfect gift. I would have told you earlier, but I have to keep up with the Joneses. Being that it's your birthday with you, I wanted to spend some time, but I spent most of my time standing in these ridiculously long lines. With all due respect, Jesus, your birthday is a grind. I mean, between trying to find what everybody wants and a good deal, I mean a real steal. To be brutally honest, it makes me want to steal. Listen, Jesus, I know it's your birthday and all, but you have to understand, I have family and friends to impress, so I'm stressed. I confess, thoughts of you get suppressed by jingles and commercials. I mean, it's like your birthday is just one big commercial followed by consumer mayhem. The innocence of Christmas has been taken and turned into a giant hustle, and may the best retailer win. But regardless of them, I forgot to wish you happy birthday, and I know that's a sin. Oh, and I hope you weren't offended by my political correctness. I didn't want to offend anyone at the job, so I just told them all, "Happy Holidays," or "Xmas." But that's not really a compromise. That's just being wise, right? Jesus, listen. I know Thanksgiving was all about the turkey, and now it's all about the presents. And I know I said I'd get to you in a second, but I just needed a second to pause. After all, New Year's Eve kicks off right after Santa Claus. Oh, I know. You're tired of Santa stealing the show. I mean, forget you, Mom, and Pops. Every year, he always gets the props. Now, word on the street, I heard Santa cut a deal with the Easter Bunny. But it's nothing personal, Jesus. It's just money. Oh, and Jesus, you're not going to believe this, but someone told me that you weren't even born December 25th, and that the entire concept of Christmas is a myth. Now, I admit, I was shaken for a little bit, but then I realized the message has been missed. When you were born doesn't really matter, and even you'd rather that consumerism be shattered. It's about birth, death, resurrection, and making it to heaven. How dare we reduce Jesus to a season when he shed his blood for an eternity? Sun up, sun down, all year round, Jesus is the reason. Any other thinking than that is just treason.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room available for them in the inn.
Ding dong, merrily on high, in heaven the bells are ringing. Ding dong, verily the sky is ringed with angels singing.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Letter from Egypt. Dear Miriam, just a line to let you know how things are with us. And of course, to thank you and your good man for all you did for us. And at your busiest time, too, what with the census and everything. I was quite exhausted, and the baby was beginning to make himself felt. If it hadn't been for your help that night, my baby might have died. Good of you to put up with all our visitors. Who'd have thought that six scruffy shepherds up and leaving their sheep like that? And didn't they ever smell? Still, they were good-hearted, and they meant well. I hope they brought some extra trade to the inn. They looked in need of a hot drink and a good meal. And what about those kings, Miriam, kneeling there in their rich robes and all, and me in nothing but my old blue dress? Joseph said not to worry. It was Jesus they'd come to see. Real gentlemen they were. But what funny things to give a baby. Gold and myrrh and frankincense. That's men all over. It wouldn't cross their minds to bring a shawl. Sorry we left so suddenly. No time for goodbyes with King Herod on the warpath. We had to take the long way home, and I'm so tired of looking at sand. Joseph has picked up a few jobs, mending this and that, so we're managing quite well. Jesus grows bonnier every day and thrives on this way of life. But oh, I can't wait to see Nazareth again. Love to all at the inn. Mary.
Thank you.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Gracious God, we have heard the good news of this season, the glad tidings of the birth of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and we have rejoiced in everything which that means to us. Yet we know that this message is not just for us, but for everyone. Your love for the world wide, your concern for all people, your good purpose for our wounded world. Help us then to go now with joy in our hearts and wonder in our eyes, to share the love that you have shown and to rejoice with others the good news you have made known. May Jesus be born again in our hearts and made known through our lives. In his name we go, to live and work for him with joyful thanks and grateful praise. Amen.